If you've wandered past Anvil City Square in the past few days, you may have noticed some new orange fencing.
We need the area to remain free of foot traffic and snow machines and four-wheelers and all the things that tend to be on it during the wintertime to let the grass seed germinate in order to ensure a lush carpet of grass for the city to enjoy.
Jeremy Master is with the Department of Recreation, rather the Department of Parks and Recreation in Nome, which is in charge of the lawn reseeding that will keep the area in front of Old St. Joe's closed off through the winter and into next spring. The reseeding is one part of a two-phase project that Parks and Rec is readying for a drastic expansion of the playground at the Anvil City Square. The area will double in size, all of which will be covered by a new floor material made from a recycled shredded rubber mulch. Materials for the playground should arrive in mid-August, which is when Parks and Rec hopes to start installing everything. Master designed much of the playground himself, along with an Oregon company that builds the actual materials. It was one of the more fun tasks he's had to do for work, but he says the project is about more than fun.
It's been proven that active play is beneficial to the cognitive, social, and physical development of all children. And it, on top of that, it's a great place to bring families together and to enjoy the outdoors.
Closing off the lawn section is less about early education than beautification, something that Nome City Council decided was important for fostering civic pride when they approved the reseeding and the closure. The Parks and Rec Department is hoping the lawn will seed and the fencing will come off by next year.